The following was submitted by a user. Visit TraverseCityToday.com to submit your memories.
Christopher D. Ford Cronin. Born July 2, 1980. Died April 5, 1998. Resting in Mount Hope Cemetery, Interlaken, Grand Traverse County, Michigan. Carlin, 1995. Carlin didn't have much, and that was kind of the point. No smartphones, no tracking, no parents hovering, just a handful of newly turned teenagers with too much free time. Weekends meant house jumping, whoever's parents were gone. Screwdrivers in the fridge, ICP, Manson, Tom Petty, and whatever else we were listening to in those days. We spent a lot of time in the pines. Those woods felt endless back then. You could disappear for hours and nobody would know where you were, and nobody really asked. Sometimes we drank whatever we could get our hands on. Sometimes we smoked a little reefer, laughed too loud, and thought we were way more grown than we actually were. It wasn't reckless the way adults imagine it. It was freedom. It was boredom turning into stories. It was sitting on fallen logs, passing something around, talking about nothing and everything, music, school, plans we swore we'd follow through on. Chris was there, always part of it, one of us. Not a headline, not a distant memory frozen in time, just a kid in the middle of a group, laughing, walking the same dirt roads, thinking the future was a long way off. Those years went by fast, faster than we knew. But for a while, it was perfect. No cameras, no proof, just memories burned into the people who were there. Chris passed away at a time before mass internet use and social media were really a thing. Because of that, there just isn't much information about him online. When I tried to look, I could only find a single comment posted in 2008, almost 10 years after his death. Beyond that, there's really nothing. Help us keep his memory alive. If you have any photos or memories of Chris, please share them with us. J.H. Tragedy Strikes. Taken from the Traverse City Record Eagle Archives. Traverse City Record Eagle Archives, 1998. 34-year-old Jeffrey Kent Clark of Interlaken pleads guilty Monday in Grand Traverse County Circuit Court to a charge of providing alcohol to a minor resulting in the death last April of Chris Cronin, 17, also of Interlaken. Cronin's badly burned body was found April 5th, next to a fire pit at a party spot in the woods near Interlaken. Grand Traverse County Sheriff's deputies found evidence of drinking at the site. An autopsy found Cronin's blood alcohol content was 0.46%, and that alcohol poisoning was the cause of his death. Clark was arrested 3 weeks later, after being identified as the one who provided alcohol to several underage drinkers at the scene. Do I have any bad feelings toward Jeffrey? Not really, at least not over the alcohol. If he hadn't bought it, someone else probably would have. By the time Jeffrey came around, I had already stopped hanging out with that group, so I never actually met him. What I can't quite wrap my head around is why, at 34 years old, he was spending time with underage teens. That part just doesn't sit right with me, and honestly, makes me a little uncomfortable. Comments found. Here's the only comment I could find. Chris died April 5th, 1998. He was an awesome person and a wonderful human being. I am glad that I was his friend. It's a shame that nobody could look up anything on him to post, including a date of his tragic death. When he died, it was all over the papers. I'm kind of ashamed that nobody cared enough to look into it. He was a great kid, but a lot of you looked down on him and treated him like shit. Shame on you. I would have liked to think that we have grown up and don't judge others like we did in high school, but I guess I was wrong. Chris, you made me smile every day. I still miss you and your crazy laugh. Rest in peace, buddy. The author would love to hear from you. Help Chris's memory live on. Send any comments or memories you would like to share, and we will post them here.